this is a pre-show announcement, a prelude, if you will. It's come to my attention that the 15 minutes of material that I've made for today's show are of particularly low quality. Frankly, I wouldn't listen to it if I was a listener. Although that's a contradiction. If I was a listener, I would obviously have listened to it, because otherwise I wouldn't be a listener. But that's not the point. The point is, I have to try and pad this out now by putting in a prelude. And how we're going to do that is by eating crisps. Now, bear with me a moment. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, that's not going to add anything to the quality. Well, there's an old saying. There's an old saying that people often say. There's a saying they'll say, I wouldn't kick him or her out of bed for eating crisps. Now, that's a reference to... that's a reference to a tolerance of crisps. So I take that as meaning that people like crisps, and I'm going to add crisp eating to the... Now, I apologise for that interruption, but it proved my point. I was about to state that eating crisps is something that people say. I wouldn't kick him out of bed for eating crisps, they'll say. And that's a reference to someone's level of attractiveness. And just as I was saying that, I was opening a bag of crisps, and before I even had it half open, my wife came into the room and distracted me. Now, that proves it. That's a crisp is just... The humble potato crisp is just attracts women like there's no tomorrow. They come along, and before you even have the bag half open, they start ovulating spontaneously, and eggs start flying all over the place. I boiled some eggs this morning. I'm going to make sandwiches for our packed lunches tomorrow, and possibly for Tuesday as well. But that's beside the point. There's no such thing as an egg crisp. Although I believe there's something... oh no, that's prawns. They have prawn cocktail snacks that they give you in a Chinese restaurant while you're waiting for the food to arrive. Supposedly it's not food, because it's there. They say, this is to eat while you're waiting for the food to arrive. But don't get it into your head that this is food. It's not. If it was, we would be an unprofitable organisation, because we don't charge extra for this stuff that we put in the bowl. It's the same with bread in a traditional restaurant. If you put bread on the table at the beginning of a meal, you're not to think of that as food. It's just something to do. It's not meant to fill you up. So don't fill up on bread. That's what I always say anyway. And that brings us round to the purpose of this segment. Don't fill up on this segment. This is a pre-show segment. It's a prelude. Don't fill up on this. Just treat it as an extra decoration, if you will. It's just a thing that I put in the bowl on your table at the beginning of the show to add a little content. Give you something to talk about. You can say, look, this is a nice bowl of content that's on the table here, but whatever you do, don't fill up on it. Just enjoy the taste. Have a little mouthful and enjoy the taste of it. That's what I am doing with these crisps now. I'm not sitting down for a meal at the moment, so it's okay for me to fill up on these, although I probably won't. But that's not a problem, because I can just go back and get more crisps. I have a big bag of them there. So that's fine. Anyway, welcome to the show. Turns out this has been emailed about Viagra, but it reminds me of something. It reminds me that we have some correspondence to be dealt with. We've had some listener email to Into Your Head, and it needs to be dealt with now. I've been putting it off, but it needs to be dealt with, so here we go. I've had an email from Laurie Kramer. Now, it's written in green on a green background, but luckily he or she decided to use a different gray shade of green for the background, and it's turned out very well. It's almost a greenish white in the background, and it's a dark green in the text, so I can tell which is the text and which is the background very easily. And even if I couldn't, if I confused the text for the background and I thought the if I thought that the text was actually the green bit and the background was actually the darker green bit, it still wouldn't matter, because it would just look like it was a background with the shapes of the letters cut into it, and I could just read the holes that appear to form the shapes of the letters, even though I didn't know they were text. I may be under the illusion that those are just holes in the background. They still look like, basically looks like one of those, you know when you get a thing with a bit of cardboard and you cut letters out of it and you use the letters for something, but then you're left with a cardboard stencil that's got the letters cut out of it but there's holes in it. Well, that's what it might look like if I confuse the background with the text itself. But you'd still be able to read it. You can cut the letters out of a piece of paper, but you still have the shape of the letters in the paper. Ironically, there's nothing there. You're reading nothing. You're reading emptiness. So it's absolutely fantastic. Anyway, that's the email I've got from Laurel Kramer. I should probably read it. It says, happy Sunday morning, Ireland. Now, coincidentally, it is Sunday at the moment, but she's referring to a different Sunday, he or she. I'm not sure whether Lou is a he or a she. I'm a bit confused, because I used to correspond with someone called Nick, and I'm not sure whether Lou is one of Nick's characters or whether they're unrelated. I just don't. Anyway, happy Sunday morning, Ireland. To my delight, you're back in the saddle. My internet is being intermittent net tonight, so I'll have to wait a while to try to listen to number 135. And he goes on to say, blah, 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 etc., etc. Skip this bit and get to the important bit. Well, I'll do that, even though you haven't told me to. I've told myself to. St. Patrick's Day is approaching more quickly than I am able to find my good recipe for Irish soda bread, and my corned beef and cabbage fund is a hello leb this year from direct contact with the current state of the economy. Now, I don't know what any of that means, but it's absolutely fascinating. It's the most content-filled piece of correspondence I've had into your head in quite some time. People usually just write and say something about Viagra, or they say, you owe us money, or your credit card bill is now available to view online. But this appears to be content, well-thought-out content. Goes on to say, as you may have heard. Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to interrupt myself there for a moment. Don't panic though, I'll allow myself to continue later in the programme, because I've just realised that segment where I deal with a piece of correspondence is almost 10 minutes long, and 10 minutes of a show is far too long to be spent dealing with feedback, not all in one segment anyway, so I'm going to break it up. I'm going to put in this intervening segment, and then I'll come back until you hear the other me. To be perfectly honest, it's the same me, but it's another recording of me recorded at a different time. It's not like I can record two segments simultaneously, although I probably could. I could record myself on here on the computer and use my portable voice recorder to record myself at the other side of my mouth, but the two segments would sound exactly the same. And if I rang them simultaneously, it would sound like they were two me's of a slightly different tone and sound quality, which might be an interesting audiophonic experiment, but this isn't an audiophonic experiment show. This is a news and current affairs discussion programme, and we don't waste time on that sort of crap. So let's get on with it. We have other things to be dealt with. Let's see, what do we have to deal with now? If you don't mind, I'm going to interrupt myself there for a moment, because I appear to be just going, or something to that effect. And frankly, if I'm honest with myself and with you, the listener, that does not make for good radio. It doesn't make for... If this was on the public airwaves, on an FM frequency, or even on an AM station. There were probably complaints written to someone saying that fella shouldn't have a broadcasting license, and he certainly shouldn't have a whole radio station to himself. The airwaves are a limited commodity, and if someone's going to be allocated a radio station, they should at least have at least some element of content that's at least of some value to the listener. And frankly, someone just going for half a minute is not content. It cannot in any way, shape or form be looked at as content, unless you're kidding yourself, unless you're lying to yourself. You could lie to yourself and say this is content. This bit where that guy goes for half a minute is content. I've got my fingers crossed behind my back and you can't see them. Or maybe I'm lying about that as well. Maybe I don't have my fingers crossed behind my back and I'm just saying I have. And if they're not crossed behind my back, that means I'm not lying. What are you going to make of that? I don't know. Anyway, I just wanted to interrupt myself to break up the monotony of the anus. But don't worry, you won't miss out on anything. I'll bring you back to that segment exactly where we left off. You'll just have this while you're listening to the rest of my that I interrupted. You'll at least have this to think about, so it'll make it less unsubstantial. So I'll have complied with my public service remit duties, even though there aren't any on the internet. This isn't a licensed radio station. I could just sit here and fart for half an hour if I wanted to, but I don't. So I hope you're grateful. Well, nothing really. It's just I wanted to butt in here and break up the monotony of the 10-minute segment in which I read a letter. Not that the letter is monotonous, it's just that my dealing with it is monotonous. This isn't a criticism of the letter writer, Lou. Not at all. This is a criticism of my own production techniques, although even at that it's an invalid criticism, because my production techniques involve putting this segment in to break it up. So I have already recognised the potential production problem and addressed it, because I'm an excellent producer and director. I direct things like there's no tomorrow. If my cat comes in here and goes over to the door and finds that it's closed, I direct my cat over to the other door, and then eventually they get the hang of it. If you do that enough times, they get the hang of it and they know that door is always closed, I'm going to go the other way now. The only time an issue arises is if you close the door that's usually open, and you open the door that's usually closed, and then they get a little confused. But that breaks up the monotony for them as well. It causes them to have a more interesting life. It's probably good for their brain development. So it's the same when you're producing a podcast. It's exactly the same as directing a cat through a door. Don't let anyone else tell you otherwise. The brightest excuse to open another tall, cold one. Well, that's disgusting. And we're happy, we're only too happy to put a couple of drops of green food colouring into the brew if only we're allowed one more excuse to celebrate something. Well, that's illegal. You can't be putting colouring into beer. That's bad for children. If you put preservatives and colouring and all sorts of polyunsaturates into beer, that can cause all sorts of cancers and hyperactiveness. If you push colouring into beer, it causes hyperactiveness in children. Now, admittedly, the alcohol will cancel that out. So if you have a depressant and a hyperactive causing preservative, those two cancel them out. But I still don't think you should put either of them into a child's drink, especially a child's alcoholic drink. It's completely unacceptable, and as far as I'm concerned, I frown upon it. I move my eyebrows down over my eyes until I caused my face to be arranged in a frowning configuration, and then I display that face to someone and frown upon them, or upon it. I frown upon this concept. I'm not frowning on someone in particular, certainly not the sender of this letter, for whom I have the highest respect, even though I don't really know them. Anyway, she goes on to say, if you were to care to expound on that, I'd probably listen. Well, probably isn't good enough. I could go out onto the road now and probably go out blindfolded and probably get run down by a lorry. But that's not a certainty. So I'm not willing to take that chance. There's a chance that I might get run over, and instead I'd spend the next 10 minutes panicking and wondering when am I going to get run over, and the anticipation would cause immense stress to me, and frankly it wouldn't be worth it, so I wouldn't do it. I like corned beef and cabbage alright, but I work in retail and I'm typically a less than unpleasant companion for a day or two after indulging. I presume that's a farting reference. So any better suggestions you might have, preferably not including onions either, I'll pay attention to. Well, there's a podcast called Nobody Likes Onions. You should listen to that, except you shouldn't now because they're having a hate campaign against someone. I had to complain about them. So don't listen to them. I'll pay attention to I'm not even a little Irish, but I enjoy the folklore, love the music. The accent tickles me more than others when applied to English. Then she goes on to say about something about Irish and English history. She's fascinated by it, but not likely educated enough on the subject to venture an opinion. Well, that's an opinion. You're expressing an opinion. You're saying that you're not educated enough to venture an opinion. That's expressing a sociological opinion, saying that people who aren't educated enough shouldn't be entitled to opinions, or should. And you're expressing an opinion on that. So I'd like to know whether you think you're entitled to that opinion or not, because that would colour your view that you've just expressed, and you might end up contradicting yourself, which would be a problem for someone, probably, but not for me, because I don't care. Merely having read Eamon de Valera, The Man Who Was Ireland, does not an expert make. Well, that's bad grammar for a start. This does not make an expert, not does not an expert make. Of course, Eamon de Valera was one of the founding fathers of Ireland. He had 873,000 children, all illegitimate, but of course no one mentions that. Eamon de Valera is a saint as far as everyone here is concerned, so we don't mention anything about his past. Or his present, because his present involves his rotting corpse disappearing into the ground, and people don't really like to think about that stuff. Of course, his future. Who knows what the future holds? I don't. I don't know what the future holds. It doesn't hold anything at the moment, because it hasn't happened yet, but what it will hold, I mean to say, I don't know what the future will hold, and how long it'll hold it for, although, assuming that time continues to go at the same pace that it's always gone, it'll probably hold it for quite a predictable length of time. For example, next Tuesday will hold next Tuesday for 24 hours. Unless you get bogged down in the whole issue of time zones and Tuesday starting at a different time in different parts of the world. But that's just, yeah, you just ignore all that. Anyway, Lou goes on to say, the general attitude of entertaining a grand passion for life and celebrating every day is a privilege, which I seem to perceive as part of Ireland's natural persona, is just one that I can readily agree with. Why waste time with anything less? Life ain't all that long. It goes on to say Happy St. Patrick's Day, but I won't read that out because it's belated as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, that's a message from Lou. Now, there's other correspondence here that needs to be dealt with. I'll have to find it here somewhere. We still recording, we are. That's absolutely fucking fantastic. Where's this other correspondence? It's probably on Twitter somewhere. We're going to Twitter now. Should probably have done this before I started, but if I had, you wouldn't have heard me doing it. Would have been what's the word? Not prejudging. Pre-something the show. I don't know. Point is, it would be too early to do it anyway. Unless I treat it as a preparation. What's my password? Anyway, we go into if you don't mind, I'm going to fade myself out there. I think it's finished anyway. I pretty much run my course. That's not to say that I'm close to death now. It's just that the segment had run its course. I didn't have anything more to say. I was stumbling and frankly about to fall down in a heap on the ground, metaphorically, although I suppose in a way, if you fall down on the ground metaphorically, it's just as good as if you fall down physically. I have a lot of dreams where I wake up and I feel like I've been falling, and then I wake up and I hold on to the bed like there's no tomorrow, in case I'm going to fall down through a hole in the ground and go come out in someone else's bed in Australia. Now that never happens, but it was the first time for everything, but that's not the point. Anyway, this is the afterlude. This is the end of the show. This is to bring things full circle. We talked at the beginning of the show about eating crisps at the beginning of a meal in a posh restaurant. This is the end of the meal, so to speak, so it's time for dessert. Now, I know savoury desserts are quite unusual, but I've got a bag of KP Ranchero's bacon flavour potato snacks, and I'm eating them now. Sorry again about the quality of today's show. It's been an absolute pile of crap. Frankly, I'm very disappointed. I realise this isn't the BBC, but most into your heads are generally of higher quality than this. And if this is the first time you've heard it, please go and listen to another one. Go and listen to the previous one. It was far better, far superior quality than this. If you take this as a measure of the quality that into your head usually isn't that, it's usually higher than this. And if you're some sort of podcast reviewer and you've come along and you found this and you're about to write down that this is a load of crap, don't do that. I don't know how to persuade you not to do that. I'm just pleading with you, frankly. I'm going all out and just getting down on my knees, pulling my trousers down and begging you not to use this as a measure of the quality of Into Your Head, because it's not your average show. I think you must have noticed by now, it started with me eating crisps and then reading a letter and interrupting myself. That's not a normal show. I would have thought that was obvious. Frankly, if every show was like this, you'd be well within your rights to criticise Into Your Head as a concept. But don't, just criticise this particular episode, or preferably ignore it. It's past 21 minutes of your time on the bus, so it's got some value. It's drowned out the noise of the guy behind you who's got snot in his nose and he's making disgusting noises and who's telling his child to stop screaming. It's also drowning out the noise of the child screaming. So for that, at least it serves some utility. You could have drowned it out, admittedly, with music, but you would probably have had to pay some guy who came to your door saying, "You played music publicly on your headphones on the bus, and now you owe us copyright fees." With this show, you don't. All the music I use on Into Your Head is completely copyright free. I haven't even decided whether I'm going to use any music in this episode. I'm not sure whether it needs it. Frankly, it's one of the finest episodes I've ever made. There's no need to add extra decoration to something that's perfect. It's just like if Jesus came along and you said, "Jesus, you're a great fella, but what you need is a nice hat. I'm going to buy you a hat to make you look a bit better. It'll make you more interesting to the ladies. So Jesus, here's a hat." That's basically what you're saying to me if you do that. You're saying, "Neil, here's a hat for your personal Jesus." Frankly, I find that insulting. On that note, I'll say good evening.
Email us at studio@intoyourhead.com. Stalker's forum guest book
no longer exists.
intoyourhead.com.
Online voicemail system.
intoyourhead.com.
Sit, Kofi, sit. Good cat.
intoyourhead.com.